Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV, the highly successful but spiritual podcast on this beautiful Thursday, October 31st, 2019, Halloween Day. I hope you're having an awesome day. Thank you for being here. Talking today about how to feel successful, how to feel successful, how to be successful, how to know that you have reached all your goals. I was listening to a podcast of one of my life coaching mentors, life coaching schools that I follow, and her name is, Brooke Castillo, the Life Coach School podcast. Great podcast, highly recommended. And she was talking about, what do you want other people to think about? Or meaning, when you think about people, what do you want them to believe about you or to think about you? And if that question bothers you, then this is not the right question for you. But that question actually speaks right to the way I think, because I definitely want people to think certain things about me. And without getting into judging if I should do that or not, I don't really care about that. I want to just more work with the feeling and then do something about it. I've realized that I want people to think that I am two things. One is gorgeous, as in physically and kind of the vanity, I guess, of who I am. But then second, I want people to also see that I am successful. Successful in what? Well, in my career, meaning in my job. You know, I don't need people to think anything else. Maybe those are the things that I still lack, perhaps. But I think more than things that I lack, that's just how I am. That's just who God made me to be. And I don't judge myself. I don't think that those things are terrible. I'm always, of course, looking for balance in things that I think about and want. But that's how God made me. And so when it comes to being gorgeous, what I really mean is being well-dressed, being fit. So I'm a 50-year-old man, and I'm no longer 25. And so it's important to me that I'm in shape. And so right now I feel, 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight. And I have been working on that the last, day or two. But I also want to have a nice haircut, want to be well-groomed. What I wear is important to me. My shoes, just my appearance is very important. You could call that vanity, but I really consider it the things that matter to me and the things that make me feel like $1 million. The second thing is that feeling of success in my career, especially. So, as you know, I'm a pastor, and so currently I pastor a very small church of maybe like 40, 50 people. I want other people to see me as successful, i.e., meaning being the pastor or the leader of a large church of maybe 1,000 people, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, 30,000, yes to all. That may not be realistic, or I don't really judge the realism and all that stuff. You know, we have plenty of realism in this dark world sometimes. So I live in my fantasies, I live in my ideals, because those ideals drive me. They also sometimes cause me a lot of mental pain and mental health issues, but for the most part, they make me come alive. And so how do you then feel successful when you're not in your success? So currently, I don't have a big church, and I don't feel gorgeous. So how do I then move through those obstacles? Well, I want to give you 4 tips. Number one is to focus on what will make you successful. On my wall, I have this sign that says, "My problem." This was from Uncle G, Grant Cardone. He said, "My problem," he was speaking about himself, but I relate to it, "was I was not reaching my potential." He was talking about that when he was in his 20s, he got into drugs and all kinds of problems. And people would always give him advice on why he was in trouble. And he finally concluded, out of his own experience and his own mind, that his problem was that he wasn't reaching his potential. And wow, I don't know if it's an Enneagram 3 thing or who knows, but that is my language. My problem is that I'm not reaching my potential. The reason why I want to have a successful coaching business to young adults is because that's something that's a goal of mine, a passion of mine, and I want to be successful at it. If I make $100,000, $1 million in that business, I want to do it not for the money, because there are things that I don't value, such as money or material things. I don't really care about any of that. But I do care about being successful, being seen as successful. But I would say for sure, just being successful, reaching my potential, doing the thing that I have set out to do. In terms of my church, what does it look like to focus on what makes me successful? Well, is working extremely hard, 50, 60, 70 hours, whatever it takes, to have my church win, grow, succeed, have all the buildings and people and ministries and love and kindness, all the music, all the production, all the intangibles as well as the tangibles, to reach as many people as possible for the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. That is my ambition, my godly ambition, my divine appointment, is to succeed and to see my church succeed. In terms of my body, focusing back to this first tip, focus on what will make you feel successful. Well, at 50 years old, it's not so much about exercising. It's more about not eating a bunch of junk food. So it's about having salads and having salmon instead of burgers. It's having fruits and vegetables instead of fries. It's having healthy snacks instead of late night pizza runs to BJ's and all the rest that has been the usual for the last 3 years for me. And so focus on what will make you feel successful. So that's the first tip. Number two is eliminate everything else. Eliminate every other goal from your life. And so I could have as a goal to, I don't know, be a great basketball player or dunk a basketball or have 21-inch arms. I don't want any of those things, but I could eliminate everything else. Eliminate all the other goals that take up your time, or maybe just even, they're not even goals, they're just things that you do all the time, TV and social media and going to the movies, spending money, being with people you don't even like, being alone too long, not doing enough. Eliminate the activities and the interactions that get in the way of your success. And so I'm not talking about being a prude or being at home all the time or never going out or whatever. I'm not talking about extremes here. I'm talking about focus. I'm talking about focusing on what will make you successful, on what will get you to your goals, and eliminating everything else. So for example, for me, it really is, and this will be number three, for me, it's eliminating worry and anxiety and fear and shame. And the way that I eliminate that is by going to therapy and prayer and a ton of writing and my wife. And actually, so let's get into it. Number three is work on your mental health. Work on your mental health. Without a doubt, at least for me and many people that I coach and mentor, what's between our ears is our biggest problem. Constantly berating yourself or judging yourself, or for me, oh, I didn't say that perfectly, or I should have finished my sentence, or I didn't pause between sentences enough, you know, whatever. I can tend to talk to myself and not hear myself enough, or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe I hear myself too much, meaning all the negative stuff, and I don't talk to myself enough. Talk to myself, meaning saying all the right things, all the truth, all the positive things about who I am. Work on your mental health. I deal with deep issues of shame and anxiety and fear and all these things. And so I constantly work on this stuff every day through therapy and podcasts and writing and worship and prayer and my beautiful wife and friends and mentors and coaches and you name it. I'm always working on that negative energy that gets in there that wants to bring me down, that wants to keep me from my goals, that wants to keep me comparing myself to other people, younger, older, my age, all these things that are worthless, that are really time, they suck my time and just time, they're obstacles. And so you have to keep working on your mental health, whether that is medication or therapy or hiring a coach like me to help you through. I am a certified mental health coach through the Orange County Health Department. Whatever it may be, you need to have a plan to work on all that negative bias and all those negative feelings and thoughts that get in the way. And then the last tip is trust God. You know, as a spiritual man and as a pastor and all these things, I am definitely one who struggles tremendously with trusting God. I trust people. I trust my wife. I trust myself. I rely on knowledge, on books, on podcasts, on input and information. And I love God. I love my Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. But as far as trusting Him, like I trust my wife or I trust myself, very, very difficult. And that comes from a lot of childhood trauma of not having my parents there and to really never connecting the dots between my life and God. And I've done a lot of work on that, and I have grown in that. Actually, I've had visions. God has, even this year, this summer, Jesus has been helping me to basically trust Him more. Pain and loss and the fact that my church has shrunk instead of grown in the last few years. All of these, quote, failures and challenges have helped me to trust God. Because what do you do when you work, or you work out and you're eating whatever, salads for lunch, and yet your body's still a mess? Or maybe you do lose the weight and you still don't feel successful or valued. What do you do then? What do you do when what does a success-driven person do when they fail? Like, I feel like I've been failing for, I don't know, 8-9 years, meaning professionally. Well, this is where faith comes in, and you have to hit bottom, as my friend says. You have to tocar piedra, which means you have to hit the rock at the bottom of the well, and then get up from there. You know, my beautiful wife, she's dealing with some stuff at work, and she's never really dealt with professional stuff like she is now. And what do I tell her? I tell her, you know, sometimes you have to hit bottom, and it's not about hitting bottom, which is a shock to a lot of people, but it's about getting up, getting back up, and how you get back up with compassion, with focus, with kindness, and yet with a positive mindset that you are amazing. And trusting God is all about that. It's about going to Him and saying, Lord, I feel like a failure. I feel like I'm not losing the weight, or I'm not making the money that I want, or my husband's not respecting me like I deserve to be respected. Lord, I need Your help. I need to look up. And as you do that, I don't know, just things begin to happen. You know, one of my goals I've always had in terms of church and my being a successful church leader is in having the ability and the love, the natural ability to preach the gospel. And what I mean by that is by sharing a message of salvation. I've always longed to be a Billy Graham type, Mike Silva, who's another great friend, a Luis Palau, a Greg Laurie, you know, these amazing men who've been used by God to see hundreds and thousands, if not millions of people come to Jesus. But I've always just been terrible at it. It never comes naturally. I stumble over my words. I don't know all the verses. I'm whatever, right? So, and I've tried it a bunch of times, and it never seems to work. Well, this week, as I said, last night was our Harvest Festival, our Halloween kind of outreach at our church, and we had hundreds of people there. It was awesome. Well, our leader, she said to me last week, oh, would you share the gospel? And I immediately thought, well, of course I should, right? I'm the pastor, so I kind of felt guilty, meaning like responsible, I guess, to do that. But then the second feeling, maybe it was even the strongest feeling, was, man, I don't do that really well. I literally was going to call a friend who's way better at it, in my opinion, again, comparing myself to others. And I was going to, even the day of, I saw her at the event, I was going to go up to her and say, can you do this instead of me? But you know what? I want to be a great leader, right? Speaker and all this stuff. And I knew God had put in my heart to do this. I did it, and it was awesome. It was probably the best, at least just feeling inside of me, that I've had ever. I felt comfortable. I felt secure. All the work that I have done in terms of studying the greats and practicing and knowing what to say, etc. Then I had this nice little script that someone gave me and these little props with pumpkins and all this stuff. It all seemed to work. And were there a lot of people that raised their hands and believed in Jesus? I do not know. It's sort of a, you know, it's kind of a not an awkward time, but it's a, I don't know what you would call it. It's a hit and miss thing because people are, you know, having fun and you're just talking to, I don't know, whoever. So it's not like you have a captive audience, is my point. But I felt great. I felt like I succeeded at sharing the gospel. And so you have to trust God. You have to know that whatever challenge or failure you're going through is meant to be. And you're supposed to go through that for a reason, mostly to learn how to get back up. So I hope these tips will help you. These are the things that I do to try to grow and to not just mope around the house or feel like, oh, you know, I wish I was doing more. We really have to eliminate all of this wanting more and not doing anything about it, or wanting more and just feeling horrible, depressed or anxious or whatever, because you're not there. Focus on what you want. Eliminate distractions. Work on your mental health. Trust God. And I believe and I declare that you will reach your goals. Because if God is for us, who can be against us? I want to encourage you, if you would like my coaching, to go to davidtrigg.com/free coaching. davidtrigg.com/free coaching. I specialize in working with young adults in their 20s and 30s. But I obviously would love to help anyone who would like to just talk to me and to work on any sort of issue related to success, of mental health, of career, of guidance, and wanting to really be the best version of yourself by eliminating a lot of the obstacles, especially mental health obstacles that seem to get in the way, so that you can be the happy, peaceful, generous, loving, kind person that God created you to be, without shame, without fear, without concerns. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. Make sure you go to my website, davidtrigg.com. Follow me on all the social media platforms at @davidtriggLA. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.